sound. I maybe heard something wrong.
Okay, this is what you're listening to. Is Makaveev's Sweet Movie from 1974. The soundtrack was by Manos Hatzidakis. Before that was Marcio Coggle's Antithesis. Before that was Giorgio Moroder doing music for Brian De Palma's Scarface. Before that was Melvin Van Peebles' Watermelon Man, 1970. Really? I mean, Lynn.
I have a twin sister, it doesn't matter. It's okay. So then before that we had That Obscure Object of Desire by Buñuel. And before that, if you were wondering about the penis section, it was Is There Sex After Death by Alan Abel, 1971. So coming up next, we have Bradley Eros and Thomas Zummer. And in between, you're going to be listening to... well, I guess we're going to actually go straight on to it. So so I hope you enjoy the set.
Signing off.
Signing off. Thanks a lot. Have a good Saturday. Bye.
Factory Radio. Perfumed voices. This is Bradley Eros with Tom Summer. And behind us is the soundtrack from Flying Creatures, Jack Smith's Orgy of Ecstasy. No, I'm not hearing it.
Right, 10 years after her death, Universal Movie Studios has dug up the body of Ms. Montez. Because it's epic.
Yes, it's an epic, and we're live with live mistakes and smells.
10 years.
Here we are live in the studio with Don Conrad and Jack Smith.
Somebody told me about some colon filler for $3.
From CS and Robot?
So we're going to play a little afternoon electromagnetic parlor game. I'm going to blindfold Mr. Zummer, and I will...
Oh, Tony, look. Yeah.
I will be adding smells with each of these vocal recordings.
And can you see this being photographed?
I'm going to start off with
endless flickering
a little
light.
Chocolate
oh,
lipstick.
Look!
And mold. Chocolate lipstick and mold. To go with Jack Smith.
Oh, boy, it's
rub a little here on the microphone. Yes, it's hallucinatory.
Yes, it is. Barbaric splendor.
Chocolate and lipstick. That's massaging two birds with one finger.
Oh,
can you picture this?
Oh, my
picture
brain. Yeah, and the projector flicker can be modulated.
Well, mm-hmm. Here I am again, playing the guinea pig, cast in the dark.
Oh,
well, the blindfold
Tony,
will do that.
See that?
Chocolate and mold, heady combination indeed.
Have your actual
yeah,
eyes
indeed.
In reality
perfume,
ever seen
certainly.
Anything as exaggerated
well,
and raging as this? I mean, aside from theatrical experience. Oh.
Ah, yes. Yes, the sound of movies and the smell of incense.
The smell of indolence. Mm-hmm. Incidents.
Moldy.
Incidence.
Moldy indolence.
I'll
yes.
hold one of my green
moldy indolence.
Over the projector lens.
Yeah.
Tell me when.
I'm going to hold one of my my green jewels over the microphone here. So what we're going to do is
that
gonna,
little touch of color.
I'm going to play some dead voices, voices of the dead, mostly.
Oh, Madre!
From the world of avant-garde cinema, mostly.
Oh, look!
Mostly, and then each will be accompanied by a scent, and Mr. Zummer will respond in kind to tell us a bit about synesthesia and to do some of his wonderful impressions of impressions. And we'll play selections, voices and music in response. Yes.
I'm looking at it through a green jewel, but it doesn't even make sense.
Synesthesia. You always think colors like lights, sounds like images, touch like taste, and so on. But synesthesia is a very contentious sort of thing. It's a little bit like pain. You can't really communicate it, no matter how hard you try. Think of Scriabin, for example. Think of the machines and devices, light organs that were built one after another in the 18th century. Marvelous, wonderful things. But different for every single person, even those who had the affliction of synesthesia. The Gnostics, early on, and certainly Jack Smith, whom you've just heard, can be considered a kind of latter-day Gnostic, had a very interesting way of dealing with senses and the transformation of senses, of sounds and of light. The elder elect of the Manichaeans, for example, would eat only select food, and they would eat certain things. Figs, for example, were quite favored. Apples were not. Garden of Eden reference there, I suppose. But they would eat them to release the small particles of light, by another name, particles of divinity, that were cast therein. And in so speaking, then, would enlighten others. A very curious kind of, well, synesthetic transformation of food. One can only wonder about the excreta, the ejecta, what came afterwards, the offal that was a byproduct of the digestive process that they called divine husks.
So in response, I'm going to flip this game around and I'm going to play something flavorful responding to Tom. And this is the Jack Smith, Tony Conrad, Contadina tomato paste.
And mommy will shout, and the pets will shout, and the kitties will shout, and the French maid will shout,
the tomato pest
in your household. Why don't you try it today? The bathroom ceiling will fall in, the bathtub will overflow, the dining room table will float out the door, with the whole family clinging to it, shouting, boo, 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 contadina, contadina, tomato paste, it's all tomato, there is no waste in your household, why don't you try it today, your whole household will shout, hip hooray, oh.
Yes, folks, if you buy our tomato paste, you'll never have a bit of waste. Oh,
you rush up and purchase it, girl. Contadina, Contadina tomato.
There is simmering now, just like it used to, on Mama's own stove.
Pre-digested by real Italian grandmothers.
No waste, no waste, no waste.
That seems to be the key phrase in all of this, no waste, to expunge or evacuate everything which is unnecessary. In fact, even time, even duration is unnecessary here. It's all speeded up so that you can fit everything in a great economy there. We will play a similar kind of purification. This is a cut called Purify by Beamy Seed, coming shortly. Beamy Seed, a rather ascetic take on indie rock.
Now we're going to flip it around again. I'm going to play a little Brian Geisen. He's going to free up the words.
Come to free thee. Words come to free. Words come to free the words. Come to free the words. Come to thee free, words. Come to words, the free. Come to free words thee. Come to the words free. Come, to words free thee. To free the words come. To free words thee come, to free words come thee, to free come words thee, to free words come thee, to free come the words. Words come to free thee, words come free to thee, words come to thee free too, words come to the free, words come free thee too, words come thee to free. Come, the words to free, come the two words free, come thee free to words, come the words free too, come the two free words, come the free words too. Words, thee come to free, words, thee too come free. Words, the free to come, words, thee come free too. Words, thee too come free, words, thee free come too.
Yes, Mr. Brian Geisen, along with some printer's ink and the smell of cinnamon nutmeg. All right, I'm going to rub that on the microphone here and just wipe it underneath a little bit. Yes, get this out into the airwaves. I'm going to go on with a little bit of a cut.
A frame around the sounds that they contain. You can't get rid of them. They stay with us. And there are all sorts of ways of moving words around. You can cut and paste. You can move electronically and physically. You can do it socially. Censorship, for example, is a way of moving words around. A rather gentle and innocuous phrase by Mark Twain, for example, under the cut of the censor becomes something like, she had he, so he do he to her. Everything of substance, everything of sense is missing, no matter how innocent and innocuous it might have been. And we're left with a sound shape of something. Words, to be sure, but something else as well.
When I went to England, invited by the BBC to...
am that I am. I am that I. Am I? Am that. I am. I am. That I am. I am that I am. I am that am I. Am I that I am? Am I that am? I that I am. Am that I? Am I? That I am, I am. That am I am. That I am I? That I am. That am I? Am I? I that am I? I that am. I am I. Am that. I am. Am I that? Am I that I am? I am. I am that I am. I am I that am. I am I that. I am that am I. I am I am that. I am. Am that I. Am that I am I. Am that. Am I. Am that I. I am. Am that. I am. Am that. Am I. Am that. I am I. That I am, I am. 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 That I am, I am.
Sense and nonsense, words still linked to words even though they're not there, taking the shape of a sentence, a phrase, a poem, but also a scream, a cry, something that indicates only presence, only being there, only being somewhere, only being somewhere else. Performing
hurlés à ras de terre, jaillissent successivement comme des tournesols, non pas soleil, mais sol tournant, des lotus d'eau, et à chaque jaillissement correspond le gond de plus en plus sombre et rentré.
To be done with the judgment of God?
His last performance for radio.
Tout à coup, on voit arriver au grand galop avec une vitesse de vertige le dernier soleil, le premier homme, le cheval noir avec un homme.
In which he celebrates the Tarahumara's peyote dog from the earth.
Ayant bondi, ils avancent suivant des méandres circulaires. Et le cheval de viande saignante s'affole et caracole sans arrêt au fait de son rocher jusqu'à ce que les six hommes aient achevé de cerner complètement.
The resemblance between the voice of Arto and Sarah Bernhardt is really uncanny. Almost 30 years ago now, in a seminar far removed from Arto's presentation, Jacques Derrida spoke for the first time addressing Arto's visual works, Arto's works on paper, scratches and marks made with blood and semen and shit and everything at hand, as well as pencils and crayons and chalk and ink. And he wrote a piece already titled in that moment, Le Fossiné, Le Subjectil, something which is extremely difficult to translate into English and indeed to translate within French. The words are quite archaic. Fossiné, to make mad, to irritate, to subject, to annoy. Subjectile, an old technical term for painting. It means the surface, but not just a surface, the armature or the thing that holds a surface. How would we translate such a thing? Fossiné le subjectile. The best I can come up with is something like maddening the canvas, maddening the surface, maddening the field, maddening the canvas. Something that Arto did by poking it and smearing it and pushing it and making of the image something which was only the place for projection, ejection, evacuation. Derrida went on speaking about all of these things, projection, ejection, disjection, ejecta, and so on. And he did at one point a marvelous imitation of Arto talking about all of this. Something that I was fortunate enough to record. It's in my archive, lost in fact in the bowels of that archive, so I will imitate it for you here. This is my imitation of Jacques Derrida imitating Antonin Artaud, who is maddening the surface. Let's say in our case, maddening the air. He who went. And ended in that way.
Fountain, girl boy, are you friendly? No secrets, that's the rule. No surprises, no secrets, no needles, no puncture. No surprises, no needles, no secrets, no puncture. No surprises, no needles, no secrets, no puncture. No surprises, no secrets, no needles, no puncture. No surprises, no secrets, no needles, no puncture. No surprises, no secrets, no needles, no puncture. As it, do it again, no, the why, no surprises, no secrets, no needles, no puncture. No puncture, puncture. Wow, he's the biggest fool. You and me, and also Mother May,
Bradley.
Bob.
We've got Diamanda Galas, the smell of blood. Tom and I have just pricked ourselves, and we're rubbing it on the microphone here. I'm sure she will appreciate this. Vena Cava. I think Artaud would greatly appreciate the voice of Diamanda.
A mystical and incessant substantiality. What does it mean to be in the blood? Something is in your blood. A song, for example, is in your blood. A sound is in your blood, something that you can't get out of it. A blood that transcends time, that goes on and on and on and on. Yoko Ono. Mind holes with the smell of an apple. Innocuous fruit, one a day, keeping, well, doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs away, one would suppose. An Edenic fruit, something that an apple a day keeps you out of paradise, perhaps. Or is that keeps you in paradise, a paradise of good health. She's heard me about this video while I was good. And following on Taros Amrush and Yoko Ono is Henry Flint with some back porch hillbilly music.
Little golden birdies, look at them. Dangling down. Old sleeper man, shish, don't wake him. Up one hand, broom star was an Ubi man, revered throughout the bone knob land. His magic black purse slit creeped open, let go flocks of them. Shish, Suki Singabus. Snored like a red merry-go-round horse. In an acid gold bar, swirled up and down, in back of the Singabus. In the Pantaloon Duck, White Gooseneck Quat, Webcore, Webcore.
And now we bring in Captain Beefheart and Little Duck Sauce, Webcore, Duck Sauce. Too sweet.
And now we'll have something a bit rough. Joanne Kelly singing Henry Miller's Dream.
Folks may call you pig meat,
and
you may
back.
Be pig
this
meat,
is pig meat
but
blues.
You build on an old hog frame.
Think barbecue.
You go acorn hunting, growling and a grunting, but the old hogs is rooting just the same. I see you got your squeal, you got your tender snoot, you got your grunt, baby, but you done lost your root. Said folks may call you pig meat, and you may be pig meat, that you built on an old hub frame. I mean it, baby, built on an old hub frame. Now folks may call you pygmy, and you may be pygmy, but you built on an old hub frame. You go acorn hunting, growling and grunting, but the old hogs is rooting just the same. You go before the butcher, trying to put on your skunk. They can stick a knife right in you and you won't even grunt. Said folks may call you pygmy, and you may be pygmy, but you built on an old hog frame. I mean it, baby, built on an old hog frame.
That's Joanne Kelly with John Fahey playing guitar in the background, Woody Mann, John Miller, and Alan Seidler. Early recording from Joanne Kelly, a 4-foot-tall lily-white English girl singing the blues.
Of a language in which each word would be translated into French order by several words, when necessary by a whole sentence. Of a language which one could translate in its elements into known languages, but which would not reciprocally express the translation of French words or other, or of French or other sentences, makes this dictionary by means of cards. Find how to classify this card, alphabetical order, but which alphabet?
Yes,
alphabet, which or rather
alphabet, exactly. Marcel like Duchamp with line, a little chocolate grinding, seen,
which will vary according to the position.
And a little smell of rose. We're going to need a little alchemical
sound
mix here.
This language, is it speakable?
Some chocolate and rose, and ask that question,
relation,
is it speakable?
Grammar.
La infinitive.
That is, how to connect the elementary signs like words, then the groups of signs one to the other. What will become of the ideas of action or of being, verbs, or of modulation, adverbs, etc.
And here we are back at words. Chocolate, chocolat, le brioche de chocolat, the rose, eros, eros, c'est la vie, it is the life, it is the erotic life, it is the eros that sits right next to me, a doubled R making only a sound, a twist of the tongue, a play of the words, by doubling it back, a reply, a repli, a replication, folding back on itself, like the tongue folds back on itself to make that sound, eros. With that, we go on.
Adolf Wolfley, the great outsider, insider, painter, and we bring you the smell of ground nutmeg.
Nutmeg is also an hallucinogen, at times considered to be a poison, but most certainly a kind of pharmacon, a kind of strengthening, something that takes you from one place to another, whether you put it on your cottage cheese or not. Just the first track. From a dirge to a lamentation, 1453. The city of Constantinople falls. This music commemorates that fall. Of the afternoon, where we find ourselves in the meshes of a sonic parlor game. Thank you.
shall I say, the illusion of a smell. This is Old Factory Radio for Perfumed Voices.
This is one of the soundtracks from I Page o Kiruto, Page of Madness, a silent film from 1926. As you see, it starts out silent. You hear only the ambient noise, the sound of the film as it moves through the projector.
We have smells over the radio and we have silent films over the radio. Orgy from Flaming Creatures. Smell goes out in a mixture of sugar cube and lipstick.
Thank you.
Here we go again.
Now listen to the next pair. Which of these two voices is higher in pitch?
The pitch most people prefer for the male voice is around low C.
The pitch most people prefer for the male voice is around low C.
Followed by Mr. Beefheart again.
Starlight Claw, Randy Major. I can't call it music, it's just something suited. Feather time to feather, morning time to thaw. Chamber. Standing still is losing. Feather time to feather. Morning time to thaw. So I would go. Land in my jaw. Over chamber.
An echo of an echo. Leslie Thornton's soundtrack to Peggy and Fred in Hell.
In Hell.
Section.
We can say that on the radio.
Peggy and Fred in Kansas. And it's an echo of Handel's Rinaldo.
An echo of the Handel's.
Scratching the surface, making a line in the air, lasting for a few moments. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Smell you later.